Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottery 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. For those who are inquiring about my newsletter, my December newsletter, no, it has not gone out yet. Hopefully, and Lord willing, I will get it out for you all next week, so start checking your boxes, your email boxes then. All right, now I have two things that the Lord has given me, two new dreams. One was a dream, and one was a vision about an upcoming plague or plagues that are coming. I want to bring those to you. However, I thought it was important to quickly address the ones that I've had in the past because they kind of go hand in hand. So I would like to quickly read to you a couple of these dreams that I have already had. Now, the first one I want to bring to you has already been fulfilled. I received it on January 11th, 2020. And what I heard in this dream vision, I saw a street sign that was made out of plain wood. And it was in the shape of an arrow pointing towards one direction. And on this sign, it said this. It said, "Mysterious Virus." Now first I want to note that this happened on 1/11/2020. For those of you who have been with me long enough, you know that the Lord has shown me that the number 11 is a number of judgment. So, and 11/11 is double judgment. So I don't believe it's a coincidence that the Lord gave this to me on the 11th of January. Now, I wasn't sure when I got this, and I will have a link for you down below in the description box of all of these dreams and visions that I've had in the past so you can check them out yourself. And I also will have it in my blog, and that transcript will be down below as well. All right, so I was not sure at the time when I first got this. I didn't think that what was coming from China was actually what the Lord was saying with the mystery virus, because at the time I hardly had heard about it. So I didn't put the connection until a few weeks later, and then I put the connection that this might be what the Lord was pointing to, though usually when I get prophecies, they're not quickly fulfilled like this. Once in a while they are, but for the most part they're not. But we know now that this indeed was a mysterious virus. It still is a mysterious virus. We don't know necessarily its origin, and we didn't know that for quite some time. We didn't know exactly where it came from, and we didn't understand all its ramifications and its symptoms and all that. So it was just definitely very mysterious. And so this was a fulfillment that the Lord had shown me. Now, the next ones I'm bringing to you have not been fulfilled. These are dreams and visions of a disease that affects the skin, like boils or leprosy or something like that. And I don't have a fuller understanding than what the Lord has given me. On 9/9/2019, okay, now notice that in that date, 9/9/2019, three nines, and just like 11 is a number of judgment, so is the number 9. So again, I believe the Lord is not just speaking through these dreams, but also the day that this dream came about. In this dream, I looked down at my hands, and I remember this so clearly, brothers and sisters, because I was horrified to see some kind of strange disease that had attacked my hands. My palms were covered in a thick, dry, white skin. It was like it was crusting, and I remember being so disgusted and grossed out by it that I desperately started trying to rub it off, and I was able to get some of the loose skin off, but that white, crackly, bumpy, whatever it was on my skin, it did not come off. And that was the end of that part of the dream. So again, here the Lord is pointing to some kind of disease that is going to affect the skin. The second one I received was on January 5th of 2020. And this is where the second part of the dream, and two men came up to me, and they asked me what was on my face. And I felt my face, and I noticed that I had a sore on my forehead. And I told them it was probably nothing, and they left. However, a few minutes later, they came back and told me this. They said, "You have been infected." and that I had to go away with them into quarantine. And that was the end of that part of the dream. So again, I got this, like I said, on January 5th, 2020, and I believe it has something to do with this new disease that's going to be coming. All right, now, let me go ahead and share with you the latest dreams that I have received this month, December of 2022. On the 7th of this month, I had a dream where I was with a group of people, and I knew it was church people. Sometimes in dreams you just have a knowing. And I recognized one of them as being a really good friend and a sister in the Lord, and I was so glad to see her. And I went up to her and hugged her, and then I kissed her, and she pushed me away. And after I kissed her, I stood back, and you know how you know when you hug somebody and you're glad to see them, you know, and I was kind of startled that she pushed me away. And I looked at her, and I saw she had these strange boils and stuff all over her face, like pus and boils. And again, I'm sorry to be so graphic and disgusting, but I have to bring these warnings to you because this is what the Lord has called me to do, is to bring the warnings that I get so we all can be praying against these things. So she pushed me away. I then saw what was on her face, and she then told me to stand back because she was highly contagious. And I, in the dream, was shocked. First of all, I felt so bad for her because she looked awful. But also now I was worried for myself because I realized that I had been contaminated. And then I woke up. Okay, so now here's the second dream that I got. I just got that a couple days ago. And this was a dream vision. And I woke up and was able to write this down. And what I saw was this. I saw three long, oval-looking scabs. I don't know how big they were. They were really very large. So I almost feel like I was looking at them under a microscope or something because they were so large. Each one of them was so large. And I saw blood in the middle of each scab in the center. And then I saw each one being peeled off like the skin. They were literally coming off. They were being peeled off one at a time. And again, it's another graphic vision, so I apologize for it, but this is what I've seen. So when I woke up, I heard this, Lord, brothers and sisters. I heard that this is a disease that's going to come very quickly upon people. It's going to come quickly in time, but when it happens, it happens quickly. And it's highly contagious, and I heard the word chickenpox, and I heard the flu. So I have a feeling that it has the same kind of symptoms of the flu. And I also heard this. I heard these two words. I'm assuming they're related. I heard Epsom salts, and I heard coconut oil balm. Now, I don't believe that these dreams and visions really need any interpretations because they're not abstract. They're basically literal, obviously. We're going to continue to see more diseases and plagues coming. The Lord reminded me of this. He had me look up two more prophecies that I received. And one of them was in April of 2020, and I woke up to these words. I heard this. I heard 10 plagues. Maybe those of you who have been with me for a while remember this. I did videos on all of these, and I have blogs on all these, so you can go check these out yourself. I woke up to these words, 10 plagues. Each one will be worse than the other. This is a punishment for all the wickedness and sin in the land. So I looked up Exodus 10:9 about the plagues, and this is one of the plagues that came upon the Egyptians. These are the boils that came upon the Egyptians from the hands of God, obviously, but through Moses. And you can read about that in Exodus 10:9. And we also see these boils, which is a plague. We see those also in the book of Revelation. These are the first judgment vials. There are 7 vials, and this is the first vial. And this is in Revelation 16. And it says, "So the first went and poured out his bowl on the earth, and a foul, loathsome sore came upon the men who had the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image." So this bowl or vial brings a loathsome sore upon men, the ones who got the mark of the beast. All right, now I want to move on to kind of a message that I received from the Lord in 2018. And again, notice the date. It's December 11th again. And I didn't notice anything, any of these about the dates. I didn't notice the dates until I put this together for all of you. And then the Lord showed me the dates. And I'm like, wow. Again, there's no coincidences with the Lord. At least I don't believe so. So on December 11th, 2018, while praying, brothers and sisters, I often get kind of visions from the Lord when he's about to give me a message. And this is what happened that day. I was praying, and I saw, spiritually, I saw Jesus standing next to a white rock. And normally when I do see him, he's either wearing a red or gold sash almost all the time. This is the only time I have not seen that. This time, I saw him, and I saw him from a distance, and the first thing I noticed was that his sash across his shoulders and torso, it wasn't red, it wasn't gold, it was black. And immediately I heard these words. I heard, "The season of death has begun. The angels of death are going to be releasing their plagues. Sores and wounds will be coming upon many people. These are the plagues of long ago. With my servant Moses, so shall it be again. Only those who apply the blood of Jesus to the doorposts of their lives will be safe. All others will be vulnerable to what is coming. Take my blood and apply it as a testimony of your love and obedience to me." And then, of course, brothers and sisters, we know about applying the blood of Jesus on ourselves. We read about that in Revelation 12:11, where it says, "And they triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death." Okay, back to the message. "When the vials are poured out and the angels released, the time of the end will commence. Wash yourselves, therefore, on the throne of my altar as a living sacrifice. My bride will be made clean there." And you can read that in Romans 12:1. "The days are growing darker, but my grace will abound evermore. Seek my truth, my grace, my love, and my heart. You will find shelter in those places. It has arrived, great darkness. Keep your oil lamp lit so you can see through this darkness." And in Matthew 25:7, it says this. It says, "But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps." Back to the message. "I will save my own, and the darkness will have no foothold on them. My beautiful children will be washed and sanctified with my word, my covenant, and my blood. Hold on to the light. You are my shining stars. I love you with an everlasting love. Your Messiah and King, Lord Jesus." And for the rest of that message, there was a little bit more. I will have the rest of that in my blog. And like I said, the link's down below. Okay, so that's the end of that part of the message, brothers and sisters. I wanted to read that to you because it does pertain to what I'm talking about. And it was in relationship to these diseases that are coming. So, brothers and sisters, let us not fear. Let us not falter. You know, for the Lord Jesus Christ, he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind. So let us instead pray for mercy and help in our time of need, and let us keep on seeking forgiveness at all times, that we might continue to see some frightful things come our way. We will remain secure and safe under the shadow of his wings. And I believe that the Lord always gives us a means of escape, like it says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, if we are seeking and walking with him. And one of those means of escapes, I believe, is proclaiming and declaring his word. And that reminds me of a word I woke up to again in December of this month, December 4th. The Lord said to me, I woke up to this, I heard, "Pray Psalms 91 over you every day." I'm going to say that again. "Pray Psalms 91 over you every day. And I have to say, brothers and sisters, I've tried to be faithful to that, but there's times that I have forgotten. But the Lord continues to remind me. And I believe that He told me this because it goes along with what's coming, the pestilences. If you read 91, you're going to see it talks a lot about plagues and pestilences. So that's why I believe the Lord specifically told me to do this. So I would recommend that you would memorize this chapter. And not only that, when I pray Psalms 91, I personalize it. Not only for myself do I say it, but I say it for my family and my loved ones. So you can do that as well. And I will have Psalms 91 at the end of my blog if you want to go ahead and look at it. But I'm going to end reading a short portion of it right now, and this will be the end of this video. And I thank you for coming and listening to what the Lord has shown me, all the dreams and the visions and the words that He's given me. Please take it to the Father and to the Lord Jesus for confirmation and further understanding. All right, here's Psalms 91, 3 through 7. For He will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with His feathers. He will shelter you with His wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrows that fly in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you.